All right, we're back now to the generosity of Senator Bruce Tarr and the Massachusetts Senate Minority Leader, who has been in the field today. And Senator, give me a little update as to where you've been out today, as we finally have some rain, but fire still have headlines the region.
Well, it's a real godsend to have a little bit of rain today, Rick, because of the extended drought situation that we continue to be in, notwithstanding the rain that we're getting today. And there are a number of forest fires that are occurring in our region, in Gloucester and Rockport, in the Georgetown-Raleigh State Forest. Today, I happen to be at the Breakheart Reservation in Saugus, which is a DCR property that has seen a significant amount of fire. And in fact, one of the reasons that I was there was to view the regional response that's happening. So we have fire departments from across the region responding to the Breakheart Reservation, along with folks from the Department of Conservation and Recreation Fire Control Division and the Mass Emergency Management Agency, and a real multi-agency effort going on there to be able to control this fire, because like so many of these fires that are happening, it has the ability to threaten residences in the immediate area of the property. A lot of good work is happening there today. A lot of progress has been made today. And I am informed that the team will be out there again tomorrow trying to respond to the very same situation.
Senator, do you know if the rain helped at all today?
It definitely did help. But one of the things that's significant is that this amount of rain will not solve the problem. And it was very compelling that one of the DCR officials actually scraped the surface of the ground and showed us how dry the ground was beneath the immediate surface level, which had some moisture as a result of the rain. So that's something that folks are very concerned about. Again, that below the surface, we have organic material that's accumulated, that's been very, very dry, that continues to provide fuel for these fires. And that's going to take, again, a significant period of rain and more effort to be able to respond to effectively.
Senator, did I understand that you met with the Gloucester Fire Department today as well?
So I actually did not speak with any Gloucester firefighting personnel there, but I was informed last night by Gloucester Fire Chief Eric Smith that Gloucester was participating in the regional response to this particular fire. And as has been the case in so many fires, Rick, there is mutual aid that's absolutely essential, and it's happening all across the Commonwealth because there's certainly not enough firefighting personnel in any of the communities that are being affected by these fires to be able to manage them on their own. And once again, this situation is proving the importance of having collaboration among communities to deal with these very significant fire events.
Finally, I don't know if you know the answer to this, but are there fire personnel on scene overnight as well at Breakheart?
I don't know the answer to that. I do know that one of the important things is to try to continually monitor the situation. And so I wouldn't be surprised if there are folks engaged in that. But I think it's much more likely that they're doing that at first light in the morning and last light in the evening, just because of the inherent risk that's involved with being in the woods at night.
I'd like to have one more question. Is there some kind of a plan or a thought process in which this kind of situation can be helped better in the future? Is there some kind of ongoing plan on what people could possibly do to prevent this? Because, you know, with the possibility of climate change, this seems to be a pretty scary prospect.
There's no question about it. And obviously, we have had droughts in the past. This has been one of the longer ones that we've experienced in recent memory. But while the first priority right now is to make sure that the fires are properly addressed and life and property is protected, there is discussion already happening about what we could do to be more proactive in terms of resistance to these kind of fires for property and for homes. And in fact, I've learned in the last week or so about a program that's undertaken at the community level to make it what's known as a fire-safe community. And I'm investigating that a little bit further. I know others are as well. But I think when the dust settles on these fires and when they're under control and hopefully they're behind us, we are going to be poised to have a very serious conversation about lessons learned and things that we can do, that we can all do, to be able to be safer in these situations.
All right, that's the North Shore's man on the scene, State Senator Bruce Tarr, the Senate Minority Leader. With MSO News Sports, I'm Rick Moore.